Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Send It In here on the BetQL Network. We're wrapping things up this week. PJ was gone all week. It was fun filling in with you. I'm going to be with you a little bit again next week as well. But we got to wrap up the week the best way we know how to. We're going to talk a little tennis. We're going to bring in Danny Kluppinger in just a second to preview the U.S. Open, which starts next week. We have week zero of college football. Crazy to think that college football starts tomorrow. So plenty of games this weekend to preview. We're going to continue our NFL previews, talking San Francisco 49ers. What is going on with Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk? How does that affect their win total this year? And then we'll get into just a ton of fun props that Sean will throw my way. And we'll decide which prop we like better, both MLB, some WNBA, all that good stuff mixed in. And we'll wrap things up with our best bets for today. So, as I mentioned, joining us now is Danny Kluppinger, host and reporter at the Tennis Channel. And before we get to Danny real quick, just a reminder, send in your questions. If you have anything for Danny with the U.S. Open on the horizon, send those in. We'll ask her those questions and get those answered for you all throughout the show. But Danny, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to see you once again. It's been a while, but got to talk to you a little bit about the U.S. Open next week. Starts Monday. Djokovic is the defending champ, fresh off a win at the Olympics. He beat Alcaraz in the finals there. He has the second shortest odds right now behind Carlos Alcaraz. What do you expect from the Joker this week or next week?
Well, first of all, I'm so excited to be here. Kate, love talking to you. We didn't get to see Novak Djokovic in Montreal and Cincinnati. Those were both 1,000 level tournaments leading into the U.S. Open. But what we did see was that there was quite a bit of a hangover from the Olympics for a lot of these players. Carlos Alcaraz lost in the first round in Cincinnati, which was strange to see. Some of your top Americans also lost in first rounds in both Montreal and in Cincinnati. So you could tell that surface change from clay to hard court was really throwing people. Anytime you've got Novak Djokovic at a slam, you obviously have to pay attention to him. However, when I look at his draw, it's not my most favorite draw for him. You've got Alexei Poprin in the mix there. You've got Francis Tiafoe as well, both very big servers. Novak Djokovic should be okay. So if you're someone that wants to take him with the value that you see, the small little bit of value you see on him winning, of course, he's always going to be in the mix. But you've got a couple big servers in there. Alexei Poprin just won his first Masters 1000, so his confidence is skyrocketing. Francis Tiafoe just came off of a final run in Cincinnati, which was huge for his confidence, especially going into his favorite tournament of the year. So Novak Djokovic, while there's value anytime you take the best player in the world, but it's not my most favorite wager.
With Djokovic, he's plus 240. Alcaraz is the favorite at plus 200. And then you have Sinner at plus 370. Otherwise, I mean, it's kind of jumps up to 10-1. Is there any long shot on the men's side that you're looking at this upcoming week?
Yeah, well, in the land of tennis, there's a ton of news right now on Jannik Sinner. He just was found guilty, or found not guilty, excuse me, of failing of this steroid issue. So everybody going into the US Open would have been thinking, oh, Jannik Sinner just won Cincinnati. He's got great value to win the US Open. His value is dropping quite a bit, or excuse me, his odds are dropping down the board quite a bit because of all this controversy surrounding him. And he's such a nice guy. So I'm so curious how he's going to handle all of this noise and attention on him, because he's not really a pot stirrer. And I think because there's so much controversy heading into the US Open, I would take Sinner out of the mix. If I had to pick out of the top three there, Carlos Alcaraz would be my favorite. I just think that he's going to come back much stronger than what we saw in Cincinnati. I've never, ever seen Carlos Alcaraz act the way that he acted in Cincinnati. It was very rare to see him be so visibly upset. But if you were going to go down the odds board, I believe probably number four there is Sasha Zverev, and you're still getting tremendous value on a guy who's definitely the fourth best player in the world right now. And he has yet to win a slam. He's extremely motivated. He's slightly better on clay than hardcore, but still such a tremendous competitor. These five sets, I really think, will help him out. Of course, he played five sets on the Grand Slam level. I would go with Sasha Zverev. If you were going to go even further down the list and you wanted to take a flyer, someone like Matteo Berrettini is starting to play really well. Maybe you could take Matteo Berrettini to potentially make the quarterfinals, the semifinals. Of course, there's a bunch of different ways to wager it on BetMGM. But I would stick with Carlos Alcaraz and Sasha Zverev as my two most favorite to win the U.S. Open.
On the women's side, let's talk a little bit about the ladies. Arina Sabalenka. She's the favorite, plus 250. She's coming off of a win last week in Cincinnati over the world number one. What do you expect to see from her this weekend? Next week in the U.S.
Open.
It's
so tough. It's so tough because it's a two-week tournament. So it's not even, it's like next weekend into the next week. But Arina Sabalenka is my favorite to win it. There's a reason why she's at the top, and you still get great value on her because there's a couple, there's like three or four players there at the top that it really could go to, or of course considered the favorites. I do like Arina Sabalenka to win it. She'd be my absolute favorite. I think you're still getting a ton of value on her at this moment. She looked unbelievable against Iga Swiatek. Unbelievable tennis out of Arina Sabalenka. She kept getting better and better and better, and hardcore is her best surface. A fast hardcore, she's unbelievable on. So there's still value there with her. Everybody's going to hate me when I say I wouldn't go Coco Gauff's direction, the defending champ. She has not looked good recently in her matches. Her confidence seems to be dwindling. Her body language, her shoulders rolling forward quite a bit. I don't think it's Coco Gauff's year. If you're looking for an American to potentially make it a deep run, maybe an Emma Navarro. She's been playing really well. Jessica Pegula won a title and made it to the final of her last two tournaments. Those are two Americans that I would pay attention to a bit more than Coco Gauff, which is such a bummer because obviously we love when we get to see Coco shine. So I would lean, if you really want an American and to wager on, Navarro and Pegula would be my two choices.
Okay, how about a little bit further down the board? You gave us some good long shots on the men's side. How about on the women's?
Yeah, I was really shocked to see that the gold medal winner in Kinwen Jung is not higher up on the list. We call her Queen Wen right now because she's just been absolutely torching tennis right now. So the fact that she's a gold medal winner, I think she's like six or seven down on the board, maybe even further than that. She's someone I would pay attention to for sure. Really like her odds. And I think she's a sleeper. Like, I don't think a lot of people are talking about her. And when it comes to these Grand Slam winners recently, other than take out Roland Garros and Iga Swiatek and how dominant she is on clay, all these other majors are really up for grabs. There's a ton of parity in the women's game. So honestly, if you just keep looking down that list, find a couple people that have had recent success, that's not a bad strategy because we tend to have some surprise winners.
How about first round matches? Are there any matchups that are favorable for one player over the other that you're eyeing?
Yes. Such juicy matches. But the one that has my eye, because I like to try and find Americans, especially when we're in the U.S., Brandon Nakashima. He is a young American who has been playing great recently, and he's going up against the 15 seed and Holger Rune, who had a pretty good tournament in Cincinnati. But prior to that, his confidence, horrible. He's gone through multiple coaching changes, and you can get Nakashima at plus 140 as a dog to pull off a first round upset. That was the one that was extremely enticing to me. The other wager that I would tell you to kind of look off if you can to is that Tommy Paul, another American, is in the same section of the draw as Yannick Sinner, who's obviously one of the favorites to win it. If you go and take Tommy Paul to make the quarters or the semis out of that, I believe you're going to get a ton of value just because the world number one is in his section. And I think it's his time to shine. Tommy's been playing great tennis, won a bronze medal in doubles with Taylor Fritz in at the Olympics. And I think the crowd backing an American definitely gives them even more value.
Will you be at the U.S. Open next week, Danny?
I'm gonna go on Monday and Tuesday. I can't wait. I've never been, so I'm very excited to take it in person.
That sounds awesome. I'm jealous. That's one of the events I would always had on my list to go to, which will be fun. So we're excited for you. Thanks so much for taking the time to jump on with us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kate. It's good to see you.
You too. That's Danny Clevenger of the Tennis Channel giving us some preview of the U.S. Open. All right, we're moving on to Gridiron Glass, week zero of college football. It's finally here, people. College football is back. We don't have to go another Saturday until the spring without some games. And things kick off in Dublin, Ireland tomorrow. We have Florida State and Georgia Tech starting us off at the 11 o'clock central hour. Florida State's 10.5-point favorite in this one over the Yellow Jackets. This line has actually come down quite a bit over the last 48 hours or so. It was 11.5 just yesterday, down to 10.5. Interesting line movement. I'm on Florida State. I like them minus 10.5. Getting them at that number, though, is not a great number, right? Because a key number in football is 10. You're getting them 10.5, the hook. So I would almost recommend waiting and seeing if this line will come down even further. If you could get this under 10, if you could get a 9.5, then I would say just hammer Florida State. I think that's a great play then. I'm leaning to Florida State because their defense is once again going to be a problem for teams. Mike Norvell's team was so good last year. They were undefeated on the season. They're coming into this season with a chip on their shoulder after being snubbed from the college football playoff. That was a whole bit of drama this whole last season and this whole offseason leading in. Like, that's been the conversation around Florida State. So this team is going to come in fired up. Their defense, once again, is going to be very good despite missing Jared Verse. He left for the NFL. So without him, it's still going to be a top-notch defense. One of the main strengths for Georgia Tech is their offensive line. Yet I still don't think they're going to be able to generate enough offense to keep up with Florida State. So I think 10.5 is a great number. Florida State did have a ton of turnover. I mentioned Verse leaving for the NFL. I believe they had like 18 some transfers come in. So even with the transfers, DJU is going to be under center this year. He's had a lot of experience, stops at Clemson, Oregon State. So he's still kind of trying to find his way, but a ton of experience under his belt playing at this level. And really there's plenty of talent all around him, and they have depth, especially within their key position players. So yes, they lost a lot last year. Keon Coleman is one of those names that's gone. But I think DJU is going to have so many different options to throw the ball, to spread the ball around, that I don't think the pass rush from Georgia Tech is going to be too much of a concern. As long as DJU and that offense takes care of the ball, I think the Seminoles should win this one with ease. Again, I would play it at 10.5, but I think you'd be smart just to wait until a little bit more before kickoff and see if this line can come down and you can get a 9.5 at all. SMU and Nevada, that's another game tomorrow. SMU playing in the ACC for the first time. Nevada, not a whole lot to like about the Wolfpack once again this year. If you want to take Nevada on the money line, you can get them at 13-1. Don't recommend doing that whatsoever. I'm going to play SMU's team total here. The over-under is 55.5. SMU's favored by 24.5, but I like taking the Mustangs team total over 41. Expectations for Nevada are extremely low this season. Back-to-back 2-10 campaigns. They really did not do a whole lot to bolster their roster really across the board. So there's not, again, a lot to look forward to for Nevada, whereas SMU, they returned most of their key players. Their quarterback, Preston Stone, he's back. He was phenomenal last season. Passed for over 3,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, and only 6 interceptions. So he takes care of the ball. The pass rush for SMU is one of the best in the conference. So while this total is sitting at 55.5, that's a high total. I don't expect Nevada to do a whole lot in playing their part in reaching that total. I think this is going to be a fairly one-sided game, which means those points are going to come from the Mustangs. So I will take SMU's team total over 41.5. Delaware State and Hawaii, the night game on Saturday to wrap things up for the first day of college football. This is just going to be a crazy game. Hawaii is favored by 40.5. Not many instances that I would ever recommend laying 40.5, but I think this is one of those spots where you could do it. This line opened around 38.5. It's been bet up over the last couple of days. Part of that is because Delaware State is just really, really bad. They were 1-10 last season, one of the worst teams in the FCS. They were young, so maybe that experience helps them out a little bit this year, but they really did not do a whole lot this offseason to get better, similar to Nevada. They scored 11 or fewer points on 6 different occasions last year. I have a hard time seeing them score more than 11 in this game against Hawaii tomorrow night. Part of why this line has been bet up to 40.5 is that Delaware State missed their flight getting to Hawaii. So already a 10-hour flight, you're crossing over the Pacific, you're crossing, well, over the country first, then flying over the Pacific. So many time zones you're going over. I think jet lag is going to come into effect here because not only do they have all that travel, but they have one less day after missing their initial flight. So I believe they got in Wednesday night. They'll have Thursday, Friday to kind of get acclimated before playing on Saturday. Late in the second half, if this game is out of hand, I don't think we have to worry necessarily about like a backdoor cover from Delaware State. I think they're just going to kind of mail it in, and Hawaii is going to be able to blow the doors off this game. So I will take Hawaii at minus 40.5. All right, moving on to the NFL. We're going to get through a quick preview of the San Francisco 49ers. Before we go through kind of their schedule and their win total, which is sitting at 11.5, I can't confidently bet most of their futures or their win total without knowing what's going on with Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk is doing the hold in thing. Trent Williams is doing the hold out thing. You would imagine that the 49ers get a deal done prior to the start of the season, but if they don't, and those two aren't on the roster to start the season or not, aren't on the field, things could go sideways for the 49ers because they are two huge pieces of that offense. But if we start things off looking week one, you play at the Jets, you host the Jets. Aaron Rodgers coming into town. He struggled against the 49ers kind of throughout his entire career. I think the 49ers get a win there. You go on the road at Minnesota, at Los Angeles Rams. I think both of those can be wins, especially because the 49ers lost to the Vikings last season. So a little bit of a revenge spot there. You have New England. You have Arizona coming into town. Both of those should be wins. No surprises there. You go to Seattle in week 6 for Thursday night football. I think that's a win there. Week 7 and week 8, that's when things get a little spicy here for the 49ers. You host the Chiefs and the Cowboys, coming off of some extra rest from that Thursday night football game, but the Chiefs have their bye week before seeing the 49ers. So the Chiefs are going to be rested, healthy, ready to go. That's kind of a 50-50 game. It helps that it's being played in San Francisco, but the Chiefs are obviously very tough. That could be a loss. The Cowboys could also be a loss. They're also coming off of a bye prior to going and playing in San Francisco. So they'll be rested. Also, if you remember back last year, Dallas was smoked by the 49ers last year, 42-10. They lost. So they're going to have that chip on their shoulder coming into this game. So those are the tricky two games back to back, week 7 and 8. Even if they have two losses there, you're still looking at the rest of the schedule, and it's not too terribly tough. You go to Green Bay and play the Packers. That's going to be a tough game. A rematch of the NFC divisional game last year, where the 49ers won, obviously. So that the Packers are going to have that game circled. You go to the Bills. That's going to be a tough one. You play at the Dolphins, also a tough one, but certainly a winnable game. The big concerns here are the week 7, week 8 against the Chiefs, and then the unknown surrounding Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. We need to know what's happening with those two players before I can bet the win total to take the over or anything like that. I think they make the playoffs. I'm not going to lay minus 450 with that. I think they win the NFC West. Still don't want to lay minus 210 with that. To win the NFC, certainly doable. If Williams and Ayuk are back on the field, plus 280, I think that's a decent bet. To win the Super Bowl, I guess if you're winning the NFC, might as well sprinkle a little on the Super Bowl. But I just don't know if they can get back to the top again and finally get over the hump this time. But again, wait and see what happens with Williams and Ayuk, and that's going to be kind of a telling tale for this 49ers team. All right, moving on to model making money. We have Lucy Burge in the house. Lucy, what is BetQL's five-star play for today?
Yes, hello, Kate. Five-star play for today is Astros-Orioles over 8.5 runs. The Astros have gone over this in two of their last four games, and the Orioles went over this a few games ago when they beat the Mets 9-5. So the BetQL model loves this as a five-star play today, Astros-Orioles over 8.5 runs.
Love it, Lucy. And what is your best bet or best bets for today?
Yes, Kate, I do have a few today. Two of them are in the Yankees game. It is Juan Soto over 1.5 total bases. He has gone over this in two of his last three games with two home runs in those last three games. Not too bad. And against Kyle Freeland, he has hit two home runs off him in his career, also a triple and a double. So he's been pretty good against Kyle Freeland. So he's had success against him. So I think he can go over 1.5 total bases there. And then Aaron Judge also over 1.5 bases. He has hit this in his last three games with 4, 8, and 6 total bases in those games. If you haven't heard that he's doing very well right now, home run wise, I think bases at least he can go over. He has hit this in 9 of his last 10 games as well, not to mention. And he has 7 home runs in those last 10. And against Kyle Freeland, Kyle Freeland himself has a 5.97 ERA and allowed 8 hits in his last start. So I think this could be another big game for Aaron Judge, and he can at least go over on bases. And then Kyle Schwarber is my home run pick for today. Kyle Schwarber to hit a home run. He's got one home run in his last 8 games and 28 this season. But against Michael Wacha, he has 4 home runs and is batting .368. And he has a double and 2 singles off of him as well. And I think Schwarber can hit another home run against Wacha and the Royals tonight.
Love all those, Lucy. I am on, I'm fading Kyle Freeland today as well. So I love the Yankees plays for sure. Only have about a month left in the regular season for MLB. Who do you have winning both the AL and the NL?
Yes, so I am sticking with my Orioles-Phillies World Series pick for that to be the matchup and for the Orioles to win. I just hope the Orioles can pick it up a little bit and not hit any worse of a skid. Not that they're in a skid, but they're kind of mid right now, and they might be in a little bit of a trouble, but I'm still behind them. I think the Orioles and Phillies will be the World Series matchup, so I think they will win both the AL and the NL when it comes down to it at the end of the season.
We just previewed, Lucy, the 49ers. They lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl last year. Can they get back there again this year? So would you take them to win the NFC at +250?
I am also sticking with my Super Bowl matchup for the Detroit Lions to face the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So I think the Lions will beat out the 49ers when it comes to winning this, and then the Lions will make it to the Super Bowl. I think the Niners will have a great season. I think they will play up to their expectations, and they will have a very good season. But I think the Lions will go further than them in the postseason and the playoffs. So I think that it will be a Lions-Chiefs Super Bowl. So no, I think it will be the Lions.
All right, last question for you, Lucy. A little surprise for you here. I know we had a Walking Bets video earlier today. Will we have an afternoon Walking Bets video, and where will we be walking to when that video is released?
This is, you know what, Kate? It's funny you ask, because I will be walking to the Red Sox game this evening. So perhaps amazing. I will be doing, you know, maybe I'll add some Red Sox bets, perhaps a home run bet that I want to see live. You always want to see a home run right in front of you. So maybe I will be doing a video while I walk to Fenway Park later this afternoon.
I think that would be brilliant. Queen of walking bets on screen with us here. Going to continue doing more walking bets on the way to the Red Sox game. Love it, Lucy. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Kate. Have a great weekend. I will talk to you next week.
For those of you who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and overs and unders to player props. It has it all. Stay up to date. You can bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, time to talk a little bit of Kate's props. Sean's going to throw me a couple props, and I will decide which I like. Sean?
Yes, Kate. So the first one, we're going to go to the WNBA here. So we got two teams that are, I believe, dogs on the road today. So we have the Dream are 2.5-point dogs against the Mercury, or the Lynx as 1.5-point dogs against the Aces. Sorry, home dogs.
I'm going to go with the Atlanta Dream as the home dog, +2.5. I just love the way the Dream are playing right now. They're playing with a ton of confidence. They look like a well-oiled machine coming out of the break. They just beat the Mercury the other night by 9. They've won their last 3 games by a combined 23 points, and those 3 games did not come against just any old teams. They beat the Storm, the Sun, and now the Mercury the other day. They play the Mercury again. I think that they can at least, if not win this game again outright, I think that they can at least keep this one close. So I will take the Dream +2.5.
All right. How about two home favorites tonight? We got the Sun hosting the Sky as 9.5-point favorites, or the Mystic hosting the Sparks at 5.5-point favorites.
I'm going to go with the Mystics -5.5 against the Sparks. The Sun are playing the Chicago Sky, and the Sun also play the Liberty tomorrow. So I think that could be a little bit of a look-ahead spot where they maybe take the Sky a little bit light tonight, and Chicago's able to cover. So taking the Mystics -5.5 against LA, both of these teams have lost their last 5. But this is the Sparks' 3rd straight road game, which makes this just kind of a tough schedule spot for LA right now. These two teams have split the season series. Both of them only won by 2 points when they won. So it's a little surprising that this line is -5.5, but I think that's more, I guess, surprising isn't the right word. I think that's more telling that Washington is the right side tonight. So I will take the Mystics.
All right, so over to some player props. How about the Sky's Chenity Carter over 17.5 points? It's at -105. Or the Aces Kelsey Plum over 17.5 points at +105.
I'm going to lay the slight -105 with Kennedy Carter to go over 17.5. Like I mentioned, the Sky are going up against the Sun tonight, and the Sun have a new member on their squad, which is Marina Mabry, who was just traded from Chicago to the Sun. And so Mabry and Carter are both real feisty players that play with a chip on their shoulder. I think they're going to be going up against each other, trying to, Carter's going to try and send a message and prove to Mabry that Chicago was her team and that she can lead the Sky to wins, even without Mabry on the roster. So her prop the other night, points prop, was set at 21.5. This is significantly lower. Getting it at 17.5, I think that's kind of a steal here. So I will go over on Carter.
All right, two more here for you here, Kate. Another Sky and Ace player. Angel Reese over 12.5 rebounds, -110, or Asia Wilson over 11.5 rebounds at -105.
Yeah, Angel Reese is coming off that 20 rebound game, but I'm going to go with Asia Wilson. This was one of my favorite bets the other night when she played. It didn't hit the other night. She finished with 9 rebounds, but I'm going to go right back to it. She leads the league in rebounding at 9.5, averaging 9.5 per game. So she's a monster on the boards each and every night. She's going up against a Lynx team tonight that ranks 10th in offensive rebounding percentage, 10th in defensive rebounding percentage, and that's out of 12 teams. So that's pretty bad. The Lynx also rank dead last in points in the paint. That's where Asia Wilson lives. So she should be able to grab those rebounds, get some second chance points, go over the 11.5 with Wilson.
All right, I had to get this last one in here, Kate, because we're both White Sox fans. So 30 seconds here. White Sox over or under 40.5 wins. The over is -130. The under is even money at +100.
Take the under. Hammer the under all day. You're even getting even money. The White Sox have won 3 games since the break. 3 since the break. There's only a month left. They're not winning enough games to get over this mark. So take the under on the White Sox to stay under 40.5 wins, Sean, for sure. All right, so let's wrap things up here with our best bets. Going streaking. Lucy has this player to go over 1.5 total bases. We just need him to get a hit. And that player is Aaron Judge. He's been hitting home runs lately. So, I mean, for our going streaking, we don't worry about the juice. We just worry about the streak. Aaron Judge could hit a home run tonight. So I think this is pretty safe for going streaking. Speaking of the Yankees game tonight, who will he be facing is Kyle Freeland. And I like Kyle Freeland for my prop tonight to stay under 4.5 strikeouts. Freeland's hit this under over 60% of the time this season in his starts. He faces one of the toughest lineups in the Yankees. I mean, those bats, you have Juan Soto, you have Aaron Judge, you have Giancarlo Stanton. Like, it's a tough, tough lineup. And Freeland also has one of the lowest whiff rates in the league. So Freeland under 4.5 Ks is my favorite prop. My dog of the day, I mentioned the Chicago Sky. I'm taking them plus 11 against the Sun. The Sun with that look ahead game tomorrow playing the Liberty. That one means a whole lot more to them than playing Chicago tonight. So I think the Sky could keep this one close, maybe even sprinkle a little money line on the Sky and get that at over 4-1. Sean, you want to give us your best bet for this weekend?
Yeah, Kate. Really quickly here, I'm going to take DJU, the quarterback for Florida State, anytime touchdown at plus 110. Early on in the season last year, scored a lot of rushing touchdowns, and I expect him to try to, you know, scramble and find one out in Ireland.
Love it. Love it. All right, we will wrap this up with my best bet. I'm going to take the Fever, Indiana Fever, who play tomorrow, plus 5.5 against the Lynx. The Lynx play tonight against the Aces. That's going to be a tough game. Then they have a back-to-back. They're at home for both of them, but still playing on a back-to-back is a tough spot. I will take the Fever, who've been playing fantastic since the All-Star break. Caitlin Clark has looked unbelievable. So I like the Fever, plus 5.5. And again, I think I'd maybe even sprinkle a little on the money line for the Fever to get the win and to keep rolling. All right, that's going to do it for us here on Send It In. Thank you for joining us all week. I will be back early next week, and then PJ will finish off the week with you. Thanks again for joining us. Hope you have a great weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.